Is this your notion of chivalry, Sir Boris? Tyrion Lannister demanded angrily. His pet sellsword stood with him, and one of his wildlings, the one with the burned eye. What sort of knight beats helpless maids? The sort who serves his king, imp. Sir Boris raised his sword, and Sir Meron stepped up beside him, his blade scraping clean of its scabbard. Careful with those, warned the dwarf's sellsword. You don't want to get blood all over those pretty white cloaks. Someone give the girl something to cover herself with, the imp said. Sandor Clegane unfastened his cloak and tossed it at her. Sansa clutched it against her chest, fists bunched hard in the white wool. The coarse weave was scratchy against her skin, but no velvet ever felt so fine. This girl's to be your queen, the imp told Joffrey. Have you no regard for her honor? I'm punishing her. For what crime? She did not fight her brother's battle. She has the blood of a wolf, and you have the wits of a goose. You can't talk to me that way. The king can do as he likes. Aerys Targaryen did as he liked. Has your mother ever told you what happened to him? Sir Boris Blunt hurrumped. No man threatens his grace in the presence of the king's guard. Tyrion Lannister raised an eyebrow. I'm not threatening the king, sir. I'm educating my nephew, Bronn Timmit. The next time Sir Boris opens his mouth, kill him. The dwarf smiled. Now that was a threat, sir. See the difference? Sir Boris turned a dark shade of red.
The queen will hear of this.
No doubt she will. And why wait? Joffrey, shall we send for your mother? The king flushed. Nothing to say, your grace, his uncle went on. Good. Learn to use your ears more and your mouth less, or your reign will be shorter than I am. Wanton brutality is no way to win your people's love, or your queen's.
Fear is better than love, mother says. Joffrey pointed at Sansa. She fears me.